Skagway School's student increase could pay for 3 new teachers and expanded programs. And a museum that tells stories of Klondike Gold Rush days is set to open in Skagway this spring. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Skagway School grew this year and could continue to grow in future years, according to administrators. The school board held a forum Tuesday night to talk about what that means for the school.
Let every good gentleman join in a song, people of company.
At Skagway School, elementary grades are taught in combined classrooms. For example, the children you're hearing practice holiday songs are in a kindergarten through second grade class that's co-taught by 2 staff. But now, with student numbers increasing, especially in the elementary grades, that setup could change.
This is a really exciting time to be in education in the state of Alaska, but particularly in Skagway.
That's Superintendent Josh Coffrin. He's excited that enrollment at the school rose above 100 this year. It means the district is in for a $280,000 spike in state funds. So what should they use that extra money for? The district put out an online survey asking that question, and 42 people responded.
And the most consistent themes were, number one, single grade classrooms in the elementary. One grade, one teacher. And that would be K through 6. Number two, an enhanced music and band program for K through 12. The creation of a foreign language program, K through 12. The creation of a gifted and talented program for accelerated learners. And an enhanced focus on college and career readiness.
Coffrin came up with a proposal that would meet most of those requests. The first step, hire 2 new full-time elementary teachers to create single-grade classrooms.
If a teacher were able to concentrate, say, just on first grade or just on fifth grade, just on that set of grade level standards, I believe it would do a lot towards raising the achievement of our kids, towards creating that optimal learning environment.
Another part of the plan is to increase the hours of the current part-time music teacher and part-time Spanish teacher. That would allow for expansion of the music and foreign language programs. Music teacher Jonathan Baldwin said when he was first hired, the program was full-time.
You know, a lot more kids were involved in the music program because it was full-time and they had those classes scheduled, and I was here all the time for them. So, you know, that would be my ideal situation to be eventually pushed for that full-time position.
As for having a full-time foreign language teacher, high school student Kiara Selmer said that sounded good to her.
I personally tried to take online foreign language, and that was not a success. So I do not have full foreign language. It was quite difficult to keep up and try and learn a foreign language from an online source without a teacher there.
The final part of Coffrin's proposal is to hire a new staff member to create a gifted and talented program. In total, that's 3 new hires and 2 expanded positions. School board member Mary Tidlow said she was on board with the plan, but what about housing for the new staff?
If you are to bring in a family or 2 families, you run into the potential of them not having housing. And so any community involvement or getting the word out that we might be hiring these teachers and saving some sort of housing.
Coffrin said he also thought finding housing could be a challenge and that he was planning to talk about it at the next school board meeting. Board President John Hischer said the boost in enrollment and, in turn, funding makes him optimistic.
I see students staying, and I see our enrollment continuing to increase. And so I think that by the staffing plan, we're going to encourage more people to stay and make Skagway their home. I'm just so happy about this plan and everything that we can offer our students. I think it's huge.
The board will need to formally approve the additional staff as part of the district budget at an upcoming meeting. They'll also consider whether to alter the school calendar to deal with the high number of student absences that tend to happen in December and January around Christmas. At the forum, some members of the public favored increasing the current 2-week break to 3 weeks that would extend through the first week of January. Jeff Smith's Parlor is set to open in Skagway on May 6th. The museum will feature thousands of Klondike Gold Rush-era artifacts, bringing visitors and locals back to the wild days in the gateway to the Klondike. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Jefferson Randolph Soapy Smith was perhaps the most notorious character in the Motley Crue that dominates history books about the Klondike Gold Rush.
So he was involved in prostitution and gambling, and he was involved in several saloons, but he also was involved in some interesting cons.
That's Carl Gerke, a historian with the Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park. Gerke says Soapy Smith came to Skagway in 1897 with no intention of staking a claim in Dawson City. He simply saw a chance to make a fast buck off hopeful, gold-seeking chichacos. Gerke says one of his most famous scams was his telegraph company. Weary would-be gold miners would send messages and, if needed, money home. Smith would charge for each message out and each message received.
Of course, it turned out that the telegraph wires only went just a little bit beyond the house. They never went down to Seattle, so it was all a con.
His nickname, Soapy, also came from a con. He sold soap with the lure of a $10 bill wrapped inside, causing a frenzy. Of course, there was no money, and Smith's soap stand was long gone when the mob came to protest. Remnants from those days and much more are set to be housed in the renovated museum, opening in May. Ben Hayes is the chief of interpretation and education for the Klondike Gold Rush Historic Park. The Park Service has been working since 2008 to restore the old parlor and refurbish a large collection of artifacts. The building dates back to 1897, when it was built to house the Bank of Skagway.
In 1898, it was leased by Jefferson Randolph Soapy Smith, who ran his kind of con artist his gang of nefarious people that were fleecing some of the stampeders from that very building, and until he was killed in a gunfight on July 8, 1898.
The building served several different purposes over the decades, including as a bar, a French restaurant, and the Skagway Volunteer Fire Department's Hook and Ladder Company garage. Long after the death of Skagway's top con man, the building was acquired by a German tour promoter. It became Jeff Smith's Parlor Museum in the late 30s, and back then was even complete with working robots.
Robotic Jefferson Smith, who would stand at the bar and greet you when you came in. He had a gun in one hand and a beer in the other. There's this guy in the corner sitting named Dangerous Dan McGrew. Looks kind of like Slash from Guns N' Roses. He would greet you as well, and then there was Lady Lou in the restroom, who, when you open the door, would scream at you.
When the overhauled museum opens in the spring, it will include those robots, though they're long past their gun-waving, bathroom-screaming primes.
Unfortunately, at over 80 years old, we can't operate them, but we did some interesting work with the community to figure out how they once worked, including we took them over to the Dahl Memorial Clinic. We had them x-rayed to figure out, without, you know, taking apart these handmade, delicate machines, how they functioned.
The building was moved in 1963 to its current location on 2nd Avenue, across from the Red Onion Saloon. Hayes says refurbishing it has been a painstaking process.
This building helped preserve that legacy and helped build a legend.
The collection that came with the building includes 450,000 items. It was acquired along with the building by George and Edna Rapuzzi after the original museum proprietor died in the 40s. The Rapuzzis ran the museum in the 60s and 70s. It then went to the Rasmussen Foundation, which transferred it to the Park Service and the Borough of Skagway in 2008. Tours of the museum will be guided and cost $5. The Park Service held a community forum last month in Skagway so people could weigh in on the decision to charge for a tour. The comment period is still open and will be until the end of January. But Hayes adds that 19 free days are planned over the summer, including the entire first week of May and a week in mid-August when the Park Service celebrates its centennial. Hayes and Gerke agree that the rough and tumble Gold Rush history is still very much alive in Skagway, and with the opening of this revamped museum, visitors and locals will be able to experience it for themselves, without the menacing con men, of course. For more information on Jeff Smith's Parlor or to comment on the entry fee, find the link on our website at khns.org. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And tune in tomorrow evening to hear Alaska Governor Bill Walker's State of the State Address. That's Thursday at 7 p.m. on KHNS.